And joining me right now here at Fromm Brothers Farms, I have Wayne Plisch. And Wayne, thanks so much for joining us. And how long did you work here? When and what did you do?
I worked here about 12 years. And the first 3 years I was in high school during that summer. And the other 12 years after that, I got back from Florida. I worked here and worked just about everything. Ended up being the warehouse foreman.
Now, the warehouse foreman did what?
Being honest?
Yeah.
No, I had a lot of stuff to do. I ground fox feed for the foxes. Made sure I had enough stuff for all the foxes for a month or whatever. Have it shipped in. Hauled ginseng that was done to wash to be shipped out. And made sure the boiler and everything was working and all the towers were working.
What exactly were the towers, Wayne?
That was for the sprinkler system. Right above our heads is a whole bunch of them. I had to be here every day. I check everything out.
And you started working here in what year, full time?
It would be 76.
So you were here for a number of years till just about the end?
Until 88, yeah. Just about the end.
So those years, were they different than the earlier years when you were in high school?
Yes, there was a lot more going on, and there's a lot more people at the time. And Ed was still alive, and Walter, and when they came back, Ed was almost failing, and the kids were taking care of the place by then.
And it closed in what year, do you remember?
I think it was 91. 90 or 91 it closed.
So you were here when the staff was a little bit smaller and the operation smaller then?
Yes, it was. It was the last few years, yeah. But before that, it was almost thing as goes on. You know, everybody knew what they were doing, what they had to do and stuff like that. Really didn't need much of foremans, but everybody knew what they were doing.
And as you dealt with the animals, did you deal more with the foxes or the mink?
The foxes.
Which animals were more temperamental? I've gotten a mixed reviews. Some say the minks, some say the foxes. What say you, Wayne Plisch?
I think they're about the same thing.
Okay.
The foxes, I think, because they bite harder, but the mink did too. But I also had mink myself, so it was different.
So you did mink farming on your own?
Yes, I did. And my mom and dad did too when I was younger.
And so you grew up with this industry. What was it like in those latter years when the children were involved? Was it a little more complicated than when just Ed was running the operation?
Well, I can't say that. It was just a thing of having too many bosses, it seemed like. Because when Ed was around, he was the boss, and he was always there. When the kids were there, you don't know who was going to be the boss next week, you know.
So. And when you did the work in like preparing the feed and stuff like that, were you always keeping a month or 2 months' feed supply here?
Had to, because a lot of times the truckers would come in and they'd be telling me that, well, we might have a strike or something like that, and these guys aren't supposed to be telling me that. But I'd go to the office and say, hey, we got to look around for somebody else maybe, you know. And it was kind of interesting at the time.
And you stayed here, you said, from 76 to 88. And did you leave because you thought that the farm was going to be closing?
I sure did.
Okay.
I got myself a different job and stuff like that.
What are some of the memories you have of working with the people? You were here working when Ed was still here, even though, as you said, his health was failing.
Well, I kind of knew Ed most of my life because my dad worked with him for 52 years, and I lived right down the road. But how was it in the last few years? I can't. Everybody was all right. The people were great. They really were. It was just everybody knew that the day was coming when everything was going to be down.
And this wasn't just the ginseng side. Was the ginseng added after mink and fox, or all along?
The ginseng was always been here. They've been here longer. Then they went to this. They used the ginseng for money to be able to get better furs with silver, you know.
So basically, did you deal at all with the grading or the breeding of the foxes?
No, I didn't. There was another foreman that did that.
As you look at it right now, and you're seeing people that you knew today, one of the children of Ed, and things like that, what kinds of memories come back?
Oh, a lot. Like Pete downstairs and his wife, I have known for many years. Ned was one of the foremen, or the bosses here, and he was just a kid. But the rest of them were all decent and stuff, and the people that, you know, this was here a little while ago, you know, I happen to know them and their family, so.
Was it really a very, very large extended family here at Fromm?
Yeah, basically, yeah. Everybody knew each other because everybody lived in Hamburg, you know. And if you weren't a member of the family, the next door neighbor was, you know.
So they were the employer in Hamburg.
Yes, they were. Yeah.
Did they draw a lot of people from Merrill, Wausau as well?
Yeah, they did. A lot from Merrill and Athens, actually. So,
as you think about it now, if you had not seen that the end was coming, would you probably spend your whole life here, like your family members you were talking about?
I really can't tell you. I'm not too sure.
What did you like most about your job? Was it working with the animals? Was it the people you worked with? What's the thing that you liked most?
It was close to home.
How close to home is it?
Real close, like 2 miles.
So it was a short jaunt to work.
Yeah.
And when you left here, was there a lot of sadness because everybody knew that it was coming to an end and it was a business that had really been the employer of Hamburg and meant so much to the region?
Actually, no. At least I wasn't. There's a lot of others weren't either. But now it's different. You know, this is years down already. And then it's so good to see people again that we worked with or worked together. It's different now. But before, it didn't bother me.
And if you had to compare Ed working with him and the children, was Ed a very congenial person, very demanding person? How would you describe him?
Well, I really can't tell you that because I really didn't work with him,
okay,
per se. But my dad was very close to him. So I would think so, yeah, he was okay with everybody.
Well, again, Wayne Plisch, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, that's okay. Thank you.